Stephen Dudley, to my friends and family, and you can count yourself there if you'd like to. Rich McFadden is here, and Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer's off this week. She's down in Antigua. Is that you? I always used to pronounce it Antigua.
That's what I always
said. Spelled that way. But she says it's Antigua. Anyway, she's on the beach, as it were. And she said, well, you know, Dougie, I'm on the same time as you are, so I could call up. Yeah, sure. I'll be holding my breath.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, exactly. Only I'm silly enough to do that when I'm traveling.
Right.
So anyway, we had David Brenner pass away over the weekend. And I had forgotten. Richie always likes to tell the story about how I grind up the comedians that come on the program.
You stand-up comics.
Yeah.
But Brenner was such an actor
that
you had so much to talk to him about. And he was still a funny guy. But he was very into radio.
Yeah, he tried to do a radio show that didn't work. But I had him on the program once. And so we built sort of a promotional announcement out of one of the things that he said.
And this is from years ago.
A visit with David Brenner.
I like radio better than I like TV. There was a guy named Gene Shepherd.
Oh, my God. Gene Shepherd. My God. Yeah, he was the best communicator of his time.
He said, everyone who's a fan of mine, wherever you are, if you're in the kitchen, you're in your bedroom, you're in a car, when I say three, I want you to blink a light that's close to you. And, of course, my father blinked the lights in the car, and I look up on this hill, and I saw this light going on and off.
Blinking. Hello.
Yeah. And I thought, wow, this thing called radio is so intimate, it is so powerful, that it reaches the people like this. And that gave me the bug for radio.
It's a great day. Yeah. Stephen's great day.
Hello.
That's an old one. Yeah. Hello, Roberta.
Moldy. Oh, there's Roberta. Oh, hello.
Hello.
9 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. A story that sort of ties a number of different things together today. I always think it's important for us to talk about food and the various food related. There are always a half a dozen stories about food, one way or another. Food very important to us. The recall of the week is from Dole. Dole Fresh Vegetables issuing a recall after sample tests will indicate that a lot of the Dole vegetables that are in cans have listeria. Now you can ask yourself,
in cans,
how
don't they sterilize stuff in cans?
Well, you think they're supposed to cook. The stuff gets cooked in the cans,
right?
But there are Dole now is doing a lot of different things. They've always had what bananas? What's Dole best known for?
The
pineapple in a can.
Pineapples, right? Bananas.
Don't they do veggies too? Doesn't Dole do corn and green beans and that sort of stuff?
The salad bar stuff is being recalled.
Yeah, that's the stuff we're talking about.
But not in the cans.
Not in the can. I said the can, but I meant the plastic.
It's being expanded from Canada to the U.S.
Yeah. But these are
voluntary.
The sorts of things.
They're the stuff in the plastic bags, the bag salads.
Right. I misspoke. I said cans.
Okay, that's what you said, cans. I'm going, really?
I meant plastic. So the plastic vegetables, remember how many times we've had these stories, and they all get back to the big, humongous, big agribusinesses, not the local farmer. How many times we keep having this stuff, and it'll probably be ad nauseum, we'll say it forever. The thing for you to do, if you want not to have to worry about listeria, salmonella, E. coli, any of this stuff, is to buy from local sources. Now, that's a little difficult if you're in New York this time of year, to be sure. Although I will tell you that more and more areas of the country, suburban areas, are setting up hydroponic greenhouses. Mm-hmm. So they can grow. There's big business, and people will pay a lot of money for vegetables that are grown year-round, either in hothouses, hydroponically, or whatever. I think you're going to see that as a trend. Next 10, 12, 14 years, you'll see a lot of these places. I'm even thinking about doing it on my place, but I'm not really running a produce farm. I'm running a dairy farm. And we have product year-round, but there are those people who are seriously building greenhouses. They're heating them, they're heating the water, and growing tomatoes. You can grow great tomatoes in a hydroponic situation, and carrots, things under the ground, potatoes, anything with a root structure. Those are all going to be grown year-round in hydroponic setups.
All right, so here are the products being recalled by Dole. It's the Italian blend.
Yep.
The Fresh Selections Italian style blend.
Right.
The Little Salad Bar Italian salad.
Mm-hmm.
The Market Side Italian style salad.
Yep.
And you can get the codes there. States that are affected are Connecticut, Florida, mostly the East Coast, and then a little bit of the Midwest.
Yep.
Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Virginia.
There you go. All right, here's the story from Southington, Connecticut, where a local family surprised to find garbage instead of chicken McNuggets in their Happy Meal. 5-year-old girl.
What's the difference?
Wait, what's the difference?
See, I knew you were going to go there. I thought I would try to get through the story before you went. That's okay. This girl, confused, she went to her father because her father had gone to McDonald's to bring home a Happy Meal, which was supposed to include chicken McNuggets. They opened up the bag. Some people, the press got involved in speculating this was a poorly thought-out practical joke on a 5-year-old. Come on. Two Happy Meals from the McDonald's. The box that was supposed to have the chicken McNuggets was filled with barbecue sauce and half-eaten fries and a half-eaten apple slice. We didn't order barbecue sauce with the meal. There's no way the packet could have been in there or exploded or anything that of that nature. Obviously, they gave us some of the garbage that was in the store. What do we tell our child? Well, what you do is you...
Because we're going to go to a good restaurant now and get some real food. That's what you tell your child.
For your child at home. Why are you giving a 5-year-old this kind of... It's garbage. No, well, I get into trouble with people that have McDonald's advertising on the station, but you know what I'm saying. Okay. Roberta.
Yes, sir.
There is a new public service announcement that is floating around with well-known figures like Beyonce, Jennifer Garner, Condoleezza Rice, Jimmy Johnson, Jane Lynch. And there are the message is generating a fair bit of controversy, actually, urging people to stop calling young girls bossy because it saps their interest in leadership. See what you think. This is, by the way, if you want to research this, this is sort of a summary of what you can find at a website called banbossy.com, BANBOSSY.com, which means something entirely different to me on the farm, because that's what they call a boss cow, is bossy. But listen to it, how it applies to young women today.
This is Ban Bossy, take one.
Pushy, stubborn, bossy.
When I was growing up, I was called bossy.
I think the word bossy is just a swasher.
Being labeled something matters.
By middle school,
girls are less interested in leadership than boys.
And that's because they worry about being called bossy.
We need to tell them it's okay to be ambitious.
We need to help them lean in.
Words matter.
Let's just ban the word bossy
and encourage girls to lead.
To be strong and be ambitious.
Listen to your own voice. There are no limits.
Dare to be you.
You can change the world.
Let's ban bossy.
Be brave. Be you.
Ban bossy.
Join us to ban bossy.
I'm not bossy. I'm the boss.
Encourage girls to lead. Take the pledge at banbossy.com.
Give me a freaking break.
Now, those of you who know me well know me for my interest in strong women. My daughter has been taught to be strong. The women that I care about in my life have always been strong. The woman that I'm with now is very strong, and I'm very happy about that. Roberta is a strong
woman. And you got me!
Jennifer is a strong woman. So I'm one who is interested in doing what this seems to be underscoring, but I guess I don't know, what, Richie, when you said give me a break, whether you think it's not necessary to be doing this. You think it's stupid. Okay.
I think it's stupid.
All right.
I think that if you
are teaching your daughter to be strong, your wife is
strong. Yeah, and if my daughter is called bossy, okay, she has a strong personality. If you are bossy and have a strong personality, you can certainly put up with somebody calling you bossy and get
over
it. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on now. That's,
yeah. We
are,
so much about
we are
nothing?
Wimpifying everybody.
Yeah, we are wimpifying.
We are making strong people wimps by not calling them names. You become strong because somebody calls you bossy and you go, so what? Yeah, I'm strong.
No, are you? I'm not going to be bossy. That's a terrible thing to be
between
called.
The NFL, between it's just we are making everybody a wimp. We're worried about bullying, but we don't teach anybody how to put up with bullies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't mind anti-bullying stuff, but teach people how to put up with strong people so that you become strong. Don't make the strong person weak and wimpify everybody. Make the weak people strong.
Do you think the idea of banning the term bossy is just making people overly sensitive, or these people overly sensitive? 888-302-3684, email to Doug. Or Richard, Roberta, DougStefan.com.
I'll put it up on Facebook.
You can argue on both sides. You're going to put it on Facebook? Okay.
Yeah.
Good idea. 18 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, the sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
This is not a drill, folks. The Spring Into a Honda sales event means great deals on the Honda Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class, and loaded with standard features like Pandora? Whoa. Head over to the Spring Into a Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones, wireless carriers, rates apply, durability based on longevity, longevity based on IHS Automotive, book U.S. vehicles and operation registration statistics 1988 through 2012 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Uri Geller talks about the flight of a Malaysian airliner in the next half hour.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems?
Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Celebrating St. Patrick's Day with some of the great Irish bands, and Thin Lizzy is certainly one of those. Here they are, the boys are back in town for a moment, and we'll sort of dance around some of the other Irish singers, Irish groups that are important not only today, but pretty much every day in pop music. Thank you, every night
she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming.
I gotta tell you.
And that time
what do you tell us? I never knew Thin Lizzy was an Irish band.
Didn't you?
Not that I knew a whole lot about them, but.
Man, we just fell about the place.
Yeah.
If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
Those chicks.
The boys are back.
Great. Are these boys in charge and the girls will be considered bossy if they. Stay up with the boys? Nothing worse than bossy boys and bossy girls, right? You know? How about we do the Coors, Richie?
Oh, the Coors.
Breathless. You got a piece of that? One of the Irish singers. I don't know. I kind of know this band, but not a lot.
Good pop band.
Yeah. All right, we all know Sinead O'Connor is Irish,
nah,
right?
Nah, I'm not playing that.
You're not going to play that?
No.
That's because you don't
know
like
you need to play a little bit of, though.
The loveliest of them all was the unicorn.
Irish Rovers.
There was green alligators and long-neck geese. Some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees.
Humpty-back.
Some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was
is the unicorn.
Got to get a little bit of the Rovers in here today.
You going to do that? All right. The Irish Rovers. Okay.
God
so,
some
you want a little more of it?
Nah,
nothing. Okay, let's get back to our conversation about the wussification of America. It's been a theme of this program now for a couple of months. I started talking about it just in general. It just seems every time you turn around, we're being weakened or compromised. I don't know what the right phrase is. But here with some more on that is Jeff listening at Boise, Idaho. All right, Jeff, the floor is
Hi
yours.
There.
Hi.
Well, I absolutely agree with the wussification. Of America. I mean, that's what happened. And my son, he calls me Fathead. I've kind of got a pretty good sized noggin, and he does too, so I'll call him Fathead. And, you know, it's a term of endearment within our family. We don't call anybody else that. But besides that, that's kind of a side note. you know, I totally agree. I mean, we're just making wimps out of people. We need to stop doing that, like Rich said. We need to stop that.
All right,
that.
So how do we become aware? You say we have to stop. How do we do that?
Well, I think Jeff has a butt here.
Well, we have to distinguish between that, and we need to beat that political correctness back, no doubt about it. But then there is the other side of bullying. Like, I got to tell you, there's some kids as a kid that I, you know, participated on bullying, and there's nothing you could do to make that kid any tougher. I mean, they needed protection. I mean, it was horrible. It wasn't just calling names. It's like a thumping every morning, you know, and it's like the kid's not going to get tougher. And then you got some bullies that are just playing out sociopaths. I mean, it's
right.
Like, if you cross them, they're going to do something really horrible.
Yeah, and that's where some of these programs, Jeff, that they have now help out, is taking the extreme cases into the principal's office and saying we have to do something with this. But
okay.
You know, it just seems, the kids come home from school today and they're like, I was bullied today, and I'm like, oh yeah, what happened? Well, somebody said I was mean.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like,
right,
well, that's not
right.
Bullying. That's just they didn't say something nice.
Yeah. Bullying is what the mother did to the girl that caused her to commit suicide. That's bullying.
Yeah, right. Right.
That's
right.
Inappropriate.
I agree. And here's what I think we do. Like, we're in a church group, and we're definitely the black sheep of the church group. But this is what I do, and my wife is on board with this. But when my son's there, and it's like, hey, fathead, would you go over and grab me something? And they about fall out of their skin when I called him that one night, and he turned around and he said, here you go, fathead. You know, and we're just joking, and then of course they told their one kid, oh, don't call anybody fat.
Right. I mean, be able to have a little fun with it.
All right. Thanks for the input, Jeff.
Vitamin D is a do-good wonder. It helps us gain less weight, lower blood pressure, and lessen our chances of both heart disease and stroke. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. But as we age, the amount of vitamin D our bodies make goes way down. At least 40% of us don't have enough. Find out with a blood test. What's the daily amount we need? 600 IUs until age 70, then it's 800. IU stands for International Units, and that's how it's listed over the counter at the store. Popping a vitamin D pill is easy, and some foods can help too. 3 ounces of canned tuna has 154 IUs, the same amount of salmon, 447. 1 tablespoon of cod liver oil has over 1,300. And one more thing, vitamin D has a buddy. When we have enough D, we process calcium better. That's double insurance that our bones will stay strong. That's a D plus C miracle. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, the sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I went to see, speaking of opening it up, this Doug Steffen Good Day program, Dudley and Roberta and Richie are here at your service and on your side. I saw two movies yesterday. One of them was the Speed, what do they call it? Fast and Speed? Or
it wasn't Fast and Furious. It was
Need for Speed.
Need for Speed, there you go.
And that was what you would expect. Racing, crashing cars, that kind of stuff.
I don't see you going out for that type of movie. What made you go see that? I don't picture you saying, I want to see this.
Actually, I wanted to see something else. I wanted to see Son of God, but instead I saw two other movies because I couldn't get to Son of God. I saw Veronica Mars, which completely captivated me.
Really?
For whatever the reason, I don't know who Kristen Bell is. I never knew that show on television, but I walked into the movie theater and I sat down and I watched the whole movie. It really was something about her. I mean, it was not a spectacular movie. It was funded by a crowd fund, and they got into it about the same time I was starting talking about crowdfunding, what a great way it was to raise money. They raised $2.7 million in about 12 hours to finish that. The fans of that movie, or the television show, apparently, are so strong that they supported this movie, and now, and all the people that acted in it are getting paid on the back end. And so this is something, they set the movie up so that there would be another one. You could see that easily, they were going to do another one. But I just found it to be, and I didn't know all these, all the actors who are in the show are people who are well-known actors. The guy who played the father, and I think his name is Enrico, it's very Italian. He's the bad guy, one of the bad guys now, a person of interest, but he has a substantial television career going. He was in a police show, and I wish I could pronounce his name. It's very Italian, anyway. So I just found it to be something That was a worthwhile way to spend an hour and 40 minutes, frankly.
Well.
It only opened in some of the major markets. It wasn't in wide release. But they're going to go to DVD. But that's not the point. The point is that it was really kind of a fetching, engaging movie.
The interesting thing here is that, like you said, this movie was funded by Kickstarter, a crowdsourcing thing. So, I mean, it was a popular television show. They wanted to make it a movie. They didn't have any backers or any money, so they went to crowdfunding, and they were able to generate the money. Yeah. Now, if you donated $35 or more, the give back from the crowdsourcing was you would get a free download of this movie to be able to watch it at home.
Yeah.
It seems like they had a little problems with the download site on Flixster, and the people who donated $35 or more could not get their downloads this weekend. Huh. So you were able to see the movie, and the people that helped pay for the movie to be produced could not. And here's a couple of tweets. Here's a guy who says, I spent half an hour trying to get my legitimate copy of Veronica Mars to play on my TV with Flixster. Only takes 7 minutes to steal it. Meaning he could have gone and gotten an illegitimate copy, an illegal copy of the thing in 7 minutes, but he couldn't get his legitimate copy.
Amazing, isn't it? Coming up in a few minutes, Uri Geller is going to talk with us about what he believes happened to the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 plane. Meanwhile, the vote in Crimea over the weekend, not any shock here. 95% of those who voted back joining Russia. And so, by the way, there were no options for keeping the status quo. It was either you go with Russia or you go sort of out on your own. 58% of the Crimeans are of Russian ethnicity, and they made up most of the voters. The Tatars, who are an ethnic minority in Crimea, didn't vote. So, anyway, the situation was as it was predicted to be, and now the Crimeans will cozy up a little bit more to the Russians.
So, back to the wussification of America.
Yeah, I have an email or two on that. Go ahead, Richie.
Well, you think about this Putin thing and how he appears to be, quote-unquote, pushing us around the last year or two with the way he's treating us.
Yeah.
Is that a result of the wussification of America?
Yes. In a manner of speaking, one of the things also, the essence of what we have in this country, this fellow called a few minutes ago, we didn't hear the call, talked about his son referring to him as a fathead. And I didn't say that because I didn't have time to get in an argument with him. I don't accept that as being proper, frankly. We have really a watering down of manners in our country. Part of it has come as a result of No, it isn't, Rich. It's not fun. No, it isn't. Well, you can think it is. I'm not going to say you're wrong.
Right.
For me, it's wrong.
I agree
was
with you,
raised
John.
Being with my parents taught me some manners. I don't always use them.
I'm not saying I don't agree with you, but I don't think that there's any.
There's a celebration of crudeness and rudeness and all of this stuff that has broken down what basically are just plain decent ways of treating people, good manners, if you want to call them that, whatever.
Kids aren't polite.
No, they're rude as hell.
And you know what they don't realize? Actually, my little one realizes very early on that if you're polite to adults nowadays, you can wrap them around your finger.
Yeah.
If a child is polite and says sir and says ma'am and says please and says thank you.
Yep. My children are both raised that way, and they are that way as adults, and they will raise their children that way. And they're very much a part of whatever modern America is, but they have good manners. And so I don't see that.
And I always tell them, always be pleasant. There's no reason to be unpleasant, even if you're having a bad day.
But why can't a father and a son have a nickname for each other, and the son still be polite?
Yeah, but not a nickname like fathead.
Yeah, I don't
really.
No.
You know, not for me anyway. Not right for me. I wouldn't have my son.
You think about when we grew up. You would never call your parents anything like that.
Yeah, not in a whack back again. Yeah. No, Okay, let's get to the flight of the century here. What's going on with this plane? Uri Geller is here with us. Uri is sort of in on the ground floor of this discussion as Uri talked to someone. Uri, who asked you for your help?
Well, that is absolutely true, Doug. Of course, I cannot reveal the name of that person, but hearing about the controversy it's causing, remember that Malaysia is a Muslim country, and I've been sent reports today that they're actually calling me the Jewish Uri Geller. It's interesting because what happened there is that the home minister, who is called Dakut Seri, Dr. Ahmed Zaid Hamidi, he today denied being friends with Raja Boma. Now, he's a witch doctor. Raja is a witch doctor. And probably you all saw that video clip of them doing some type of a voodoo ritualistic act, which was filmed and it was put on YouTube and it went viral because I respect different and cultures and certain rituals, but it did look kind of strange and weird and quirky. And now that they discovered that I'm involved, they are questioning who do I really know in Malaysia. And obviously, the Prime Minister, Najib Razak's wife, her name is Rosma Mansour, she too has been accused of being involved in hiring the witch doctors and shamans to help the government locate the missing airplane. And my name, again, is brought in like Jewish psychic and famed spoonbender Uri Geller has told the foreign media that a significant figure asked him to help find the plane. So they're trying to link me in with the Prime Minister's wife and so on. Anyhow, to make a long story short, Doug, what happened is when I was asked to do this, I tweeted that this is the way it came out. I innocently, honestly, I didn't even think left or right. I just thought I need help. So I tweeted and Facebooked a request for my followers to do remote viewing and send their mind through space and time and bring back information that could help me. Obviously, Twitter and Facebook is available, you know, to the open public. And that's how it got to the press. And, you know, my last theory, and it was the first theory too, was, and I told this substantial figure, that what I believed happened is the following. One, either somebody broke into the cockpit and instructed the pilot to do what he did. But my bigger and stronger theory is that it is the pilot himself. Now, this is my opinion, and I'm titled for my opinion. So that's where it is at now.
Is your opinion based on the feedback that's come from these people that you've asked to do remote viewing? Is it from your own instincts? I know in my own circumstance, in my friendship of over 20 years with you, you have helped me, and every time you've helped me when it's been something like my dog being lost or something that was maybe not quite as important, you've always been right. You're right certainly more often than you're wrong. So in this circumstance, you sound like you're pretty convinced this is what's happened.
Yes, very much so. I'm totally and utterly convinced. And now they're, you know, it's all over the news, like you said. The media is obsessed with this story, but maybe they should. Because, Doug, look, let's face it. The plane is an American-made plane. It's a Boeing 777. American lives are on it. It's a huge mystery. Can you ever recall a plane disappearing like this? It's such a big, sophisticated, technologically advanced airplane can't just vanish into thin air, Doug. So of course the media are interested because we are interested. Ordinary people out there, the person who says they're overdoing it, statistically I don't believe it's being overdone because the plane is missing. And you know, from the most extreme crazy theory that a UFO abducted the plane or it went into a warp, a black hole and disappeared, to the more logical that it was a hijacking and the plane landed somewhere. So these 280 families are hoping that that's true because they want their loved ones back. But then there is a higher possibility that the pilot crashed the plane.
So the authorities have gone through his home. They've gone through the home of the co-pilot. I thought rather interesting. The co-pilot's only 27 years old and hadn't got a lot of flight time. And most of the time, at least in the airlines, many American pilots are working for foreign airlines. There are some American pilots working for Malaysia Airlines. And in America, they don't get to be, they don't get into that seat unless they have a lot more experience than 2,000 hours. And, you know, you kind of wonder, what's that all about? Why would there be an assignment of somebody to a plane like that that was so inexperienced?
I was absolutely stunned, like you, that a 27-year-old gets a co-pilot job in such a sophisticated airplane, because usually, you know, when, I mean, there's nothing wrong of being 27 and a great pilot, you know that, but because there are tens of thousands of fantastic pilots and they're 21, 22, 23. But usually there are, I don't know how it works, but usually you're great pilots by the size of airplanes and by the sophistication of what they have to learn and study and experience. So I would have thought that a 27-year-old would fly a smaller airplane that is a domestic flights and so on. So yeah, I'm just shocked. The other amazing story is that the pilot himself was obsessed with Anwar Ibrahim, who is, you know, who was convicted in a court, and he went that morning. We all know this because it's all in the press, and so this is so incredible that this pilot goes to the court. He is very disappointed about the verdict, and he goes into the plane, and then who knows what's his psychological psyche build up in his mind. And that's well what led me to believe that indeed he might have crashed the plane, or the best scenario would be that he hijacked the plane mm-hmm. and the people are still alive.
See, I think the plane's on the ground somewhere, and I don't think the people are alive. I think there was a cargo that was very valuable, and for some reason or another, not a lot of people knew about it until after the fact. The pilot knew there was something valuable in there, worked in concert with some other people who figured out a way to get the plane on the ground.
Well, you see, Doug, what you just said is another theory
yep.
that fuels the interest and the curiosity of the media.
Yeah.
So the media cannot be blamed. You are right. I'm also quite amazed at how much CNN, how many acres and
yeah.
acres of news articles and interviews, it was going on and on and on. But until this mystery will not be, until it will be solved, this will continue.
Harry Geller. With his theory, by the way, the fact that they were, this is a Muslim country and the pilots were Muslims, that is something that stirs the pot here in America anyway.
Very much so.
You can imagine. Harry Geller. Go ahead, Harry.
Yeah, I just want to say that to those who want to know about remote viewing and how it works, and people are working now with remote viewing to locate where the plane is, just go and get The Secret Life of Uri Geller. It's a book written by Financial Times journalist. You'll find it fascinating.
Yep, you certainly will. All right, Uri, thank you. Uri Geller on the Good Day program with his overview, the request for getting involved in what he thinks happened, the facts. These are the facts. The flight took off from Kuala Lumpur Airport on its way to Beijing on Saturday, the 8th of March. About 50 minutes later, the aircraft lost contact with air traffic control. No distress call has ever been made. On board, there were 12 Malaysian crew members, 227 passengers, 14 different countries, 153 Chinese, 38 Malaysians, two Iranian male passengers were traveling on fake passports. Neither has any links to terrorist groups. No debris from the plane has been found. 10 countries, including China, the U.S., Singapore, are using 42 ships and 39 aircraft searching the sea. So that's where it is at the moment on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Basket. Responsibly.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Music as we get into movie moments. Let's get it started by the Black Eyed Peas. This is from the Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, one of my favorite movies of all time.
During this week in 2010. This is stupid.
That is stupid.
Stupid.
But it is a great piece of art. Let me tell you something.
The art.
Anybody who can write a movie around a hot tub that takes them through time back to their teenage years is just stupid. It's great, great.
Hold on, let me write this down. Rich's definition of genius, okay?
It absolutely is genius.
Chuck Curry is here, our movie man on Good Day. We're going to go through the top movies of this past weekend. Chuck has some strong feelings about something he saw on television. So we'll get a review, basically, of what's hot and what's not coming up here on Good Day.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like Donor Oak Laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $139. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, the sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high. So she switched over to Geico and was like way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her Totes Awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
This is not a drill, people. The Spring Into a Honda sales event means great deals on the sensational Honda Accord, loaded with standard features like a rear-view camera, named a Car and Driver's 10 Best list a record 28 times. Wait, let's give that its due respect. 28 times! Head over to the Spring Into a Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Car and Driver, January 2014. See dealer for financing details.
All right, Chucker, first let's look at the box office totals. I know you like to do the top five. I went to see Veronica Mars, which turned in number 10 performance, only on a couple of hundred screens, but it won. It got back the money that was invested by the crowdfunders. They, those who don't know the story, they needed $6 million to do this movie.
Yes.
And they promised everybody that they would get paid on the back end because they knew it would be big, if nothing else, in DVDs for all the Veronica Mars fans.
Yeah,
I had never seen the television
show. A Kickstarter campaign where they raise money on from fans, basically, yeah. From internet donations. So they raised the money, made the film. They produced it for $6 million, which is what they raised. They released it on 277 screens along with On Demand the same day. It did $2 million in business, which is pretty good for 277 screens and On Demand. So they'll make a profit on it. Number one was the animated Mr. Peabody and Sherman, $21 million over the weekend, $63 million in 2 weeks of release. Although the film had a $140 million budget, 300 Rise of an Empire placed second, 19.5, a solid $78 million in 2 weeks of release. The film's performing very well overseas. The number three is an interesting story. This action film, Need for Speed, with Aaron Paul, who starred on AMC's Breaking Bad.
It's a pure
action film, sort of a copycat of Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
$17.8 million, which is a so-so. $38 million overseas, but I said the other day about the China market, this film did $16 million alone in China. And China is the biggest boom for Hollywood in ages, and it's going to make for action films to increase their budget by, I would say, 25 to 40%. This market is so big.
Here's the future of Hollywood for us.
Yeah.
Is that we are going to be watching movies produced for other countries.
Yes, I mean, that's the direction. It's the action movie, the summer blockbuster, is absolutely being made for the overseas market, even more than the U.S. market at this point. Number four was Nonstop with Liam Neeson. This has good word of mouth, and this film's had legs. $10 million over the weekend, $68 million in 3 weeks. Liam Neeson getting ready to do Taken 3. Maggie Grace and Frankie Jensen have just signed on to reprise their roles as his daughter and wife in that third and reportedly final installment of that franchise.
All right,
and Tyler Perry's
Single Mom's
Single
Club.
Woman's Mom Club, 8.3. His audience is starting to wane at the box office.
You got
to
give Chuck 20 seconds on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, The Walking Dead last night, I'm a big fan of the show. I thought the episode was fantastic, but Entertainment Weekly's already posted an article. Did the show go too far last night? One of the most psychologically disturbing pieces of television I've ever witnessed. But I still think it was great, but for some people, I think they're going to say it really pushed the boundary too far.
Wow. What does that mean? I try to watch the
film. Well, it had something to do with two little children, which you usually do not see on television.
Yeah. That's tough.
Under that circumstance. Chuck Curry here on the Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.